Manual, Chapter 1, Section 2. The Click Rule. The Click Rule is a metal tubular device 7 9/16 inches long that houses a threaded steel rod that clicks at every 1/16 inch as it is moved to new settings. The threaded rod has raised threads every half inch. The metal tube has two flat rectangular stops or fences mounted on it. One stop or fence is located precisely at the open end of the tube, and the raised thread rod protrudes through it. The other stop or fence is positioned exactly 6 inches along the tube from the stop at the open end of the tube. The front fence at the end of the tube is exactly 1/4 inch thick, and it is 5/8 inches wide by 1 3/8 inches long. This fence lays on its long edge. The back fence is 17 64 inches thick by 3/4 inches wide by 15 16 of an inch long. This fence is fitted around most of the tube and stands vertically on its width. A 7-inch piece of the threaded rod is inserted into the tube, and a knurled locking knob is screwed into the top of the threaded rod through a long slot that has been machined into the tube. The threaded rod can be extended from or retracted into the tube by sliding the knurled knob with the rod attached. A small BB with a spring has been milled into the stop at the very end of the tube, so that as the BB rides over the threads, a clicking sound is heard and felt. Each click corresponds to 1/16 inch. The click rule is accurate to 1/16 inch. The click rule comes with 3 12-inch extension rods that screw into the end of the click rule raised thread rod and into each other. The click rule uses a 10-32 connection thread. As mentioned earlier, the Rotomatic uses a 10-24 thread for extension connections. Mickey Fixon, who uses both tools, has modified his click rule and its extensions to use a 10-24 thread, so that all extensions are interchangeable with each tool. He has made additional extensions and use 10-24 threads for those as well. The click rule measures from the end of the protruding threaded rod to the nearest face of the rectangular stop positioned at the end of the tube. Remember this carefully while reading the following descriptions of how to use the click rule. Both the click rule and the Rotomatic follow the same principle in measuring from the end of the rod to the inside face of the measuring stop or fence. Helpful tip. In practice, instead of having to count clicks for every 16th of an inch, the raised threads at half-inch intervals can be counted to position the fence close to a measurement, and then the final clicks can be counted to fine-tune the exact measurement. Therefore, the user can count the number of raised half-inch marks on the threaded rod protruding from the end of the tube and count the extra clicks in 16ths of an inch to determine the measurement. Remember that with the click rule, the raised thread must be positioned just outside the fence so that it can be felt with your fingernail. It's time now for a test measurement. To use the click rule to measure exactly 2 inches, loosen the knurled knob and push the knob to move the threaded rod out of the tube. Push the rod out until 4 of the raised half-inch threads can be felt. The 4th half-inch mark will be just a fingernail away from the stop or fence. Now you are exactly at the 2-inch mark, so tighten the knurled knob to lock the rod in place. Important difference. Note that this procedure is slightly different from the Rotomatic. For the click rule, You must be able to feel the raised thread outside of the fence. In this test measurement, it is the fourth raised thread outside of the fence that measures exactly 2 inches. For the rotomatic, that last raised thread would have been flush with the fence. Now let's do a more difficult measurement. To use the click rule to measure 4 3/16 inches, for example, loosen the knurled knob and push the knob to move the threaded rod out of the tube. Push the rod out until 8 of the raised half-inch threads can be felt, and the 8th mark is just a fingernail away from the stop or fence. Now you are exactly at the 4-inch mark. Next, slide the threaded rod an additional 3 clicks to set it for the additional 3/16 inch. Now tighten the knurled knob to lock the rod in place. If the distance to be measured is between 6 and 12 inches, then simply measure from the end of the rod to the inside face of the second metal stop and add 6 inches to your measurement. This precisely placed second stop in the click rule eliminates the need for a 6-inch extension piece. Outside measurements with the click rule. Outside measurements can be determined easily with the click rule. To measure the length of a board, it is helpful to butt the end of the board against a fence or other stationary piece. Slide out the threaded rod as necessary until the end of the threaded rod butts against the stationary piece, and the inside of the stop or fence at the end of the tube fits snugly over and against the opposite end of the board. Probably you will have to set the click rule to a rough measurement and then carefully position the tool against the stationary piece and adjust the measurement until you get it exactly. Once again, if the measurement will be between 6 and 12 inches, then measure to the inside face of the second fence. Remember to add 6 inches to the noted or clicked measurement. To measure the outside measurements of a box, it is helpful to clamp a block or piece of wood to one outside face of the box. Slide out the threaded rod as necessary until the end of the threaded rod butts against the block and the inside of the click rule stop or fence fits snugly over and against the opposite outside face of the box. Approximating measurements to 1/32 of an inch. Remember that the click rule measures only to the nearest 1/16 inch. If the click rule fence fits only loosely against the opposite outside face of the box or the end of a board, then the actual length of the board probably is roughly 1/32 inch less than the measurement shown on the click rule. Inside measurements with the click rule. With some practice, accurate inside measurements can be taken. Remember, the length of the click rule is 7 9/16 inches. To make an inside measurement of a small box or drawer or door opening inside a face frame, for instance, position the click rule so that the threaded rod fits against the inside face of the box and the back side of the click rule fence fits snugly against the opposite inside face of the box. To account for the thickness of the first fence, be sure to add 1/4 inch to the click rule measurement noted. But if the measurement is between 6 and 12 inches, so that you are measuring to the back side of the second fence, then you will have to add an extra 17/64 inch to the measurement. That is, an extra 1/64 more than the extra 1/4 inch to account for the slightly thicker size of the second fence. Extending the length of the click rule. You can extend the length of the click rule by adding threaded rods that screw into the click rule. The extension rods will accommodate longer measurements. Again, remember that the click rule measures only to the nearest 1/16 inch. If the click rule fence fits only loosely against the opposite inside face, then the actual measurement probably is roughly 1/32 inch greater than the noted or clicked measurement. Measuring inside a cabinet with a face frame. A cabinet opening with a face frame or other obstruction makes it difficult to use either the rotomatic or the click rule. It may be easier to take two straight narrow boards that fit easily within the cabinet opening. Overlap the boards and position the end of one board against the left side of the cabinet and position the end of the other board against the right side of the cabinet. Pinch the boards against each other and either clamp or tape the boards to maintain the position and measurement. Now use the rotomatic or click rule to measure the length of the boards. That length will equal the distance between the cabinet sides. Comparison of rotomatic and click rule. For the blind or visually impaired woodworker, the click rule and rotomatic are very important measuring devices that can make actual numeric measurements, as well as measuring and transferring non-numeric lengths. There are some differences between the two devices. The raised threads at every half-inch interval on the click rule differ slightly from the rotomatic. The click rule raised thread protrudes slightly beyond the fence or stop so that the woodworker's fingernail can be inserted between the raised thread and the stop. When measuring 3 inches with the click rule, for instance, you will be able to feel 6 raised threads, whereas on the rotomatic, you would only be able to feel 5 raised threads, and the 6th would be exactly flush with the measuring nut. This difference can be explained by the way each threaded rod is milled. Go to the very end of the click rule rod and count the small 1/16 inch threads with your fingernail on the side of the rod. You will be able to count 7 threads on the click rule before coming to the raised 8th thread. That is the reason why the click rule raised thread must be 1 notch outside of the fence to be able to measure 1/2 inch. On the rotomatic, you will be able to count 8 threads on the side before coming to the raised thread that is the 9th thread. That is the reason why the rotomatic measurement is made with the raised thread flush with the fence. The two manufacturing approaches differ slightly, but both devices can be used to make accurate measurements. The click rule enables the woodworker to achieve accuracy to 1/16 inch fairly quickly. The rotomatic enables the woodworker to achieve more precise accuracy to 1/64 inch, although it takes a bit longer. The rotomatic has the added advantage of being able to lie flat on the workpiece, giving slightly greater accuracy. How to use these measuring devices in the shop to set machines, fences, and stops to cut wood to specific lengths and widths will be covered in later chapters dealing with each particular machine and function. End of Chapter 1, Section 2.